And he could boldly say, I and my Father are one. Hallelujah. And because I and the Father are one, the Father judgeth no one, but has committed all judgment to him. Hallelujah. And so, by that, Jesus Christ is the first man to be adopted. Hallelujah. I also hear some people say that William Branham is the first man to be adopted in this age. He's the first man to be adopted in this age. And I, like I said last Sunday, I said I don't understand that claim. Because your adoption begins with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And William Branham is not the first to receive the Holy Ghost baptism, even in this age. And when it comes to adoption, as the same William Branham taught us, adoption is when the Father brings you before witnesses after being tutored. And the tutors come to tell him, yes, we have taught him enough, and now he is free now to take charge. And according to the Eastern culture, Galatians chapter 4 tells us that, if you read it from verse 1, that is how it is done. But it is done with witnesses. That the Father comes and tells everybody, you see this my estate, you see all this my wealth, you see all this my kingdom, you see everything that I have. Now my son is now responsible enough to be in charge. So I have handed over everything to him. Anything he says, I have said it. That is the adoption. All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go! And we went under that power. And preach to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. All power. Power to raise the dead back to life. Power to give eternal life. Hallelujah. Power to cast out devil. Power to save all given to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So when somebody says that William Branham is adopted, listen, church. Hallelujah. Yes, because he gave a testimony of how he spoke and the squirrels came back, came to life. He gave testimony of mighty things, power of the spoken words. And there is a way you take those testimonies beyond the limit you are supposed to take them. And before you know what, you will say he is the only one or the first one to speak things into existence. But let me tell you, he is not the only one. The power of faith that's created and recreated right from the days of the apostle, they have been released. That power is invested in Christ. Hallelujah. And depending on his purpose, your ministry, he gives it to you. And in the restoration of the gifts from 1906, the Azusa Street Revival, unusual things have been taking place. The dead have been coming back to life. We have testimonies of men that God used all over the world. The limbs were created by the power of the spoken word. Blind eyes were restored. I said people who did not have limb, nothing. Is that not the power of recreation? Limbs were recreated. We have that. And when you ascribe it to only one man, we know where you are going. You are trying to make an idol of him. And that's why we're careful to accept such a proclamation of who William Branham is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God used that man in unusual ways that no preacher in this age has reached his level of the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, we agree. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it is not to make him anything equal to Jesus, it's to cause us to listen to the message. That is the reason. And not to shift attention to him like that. For you to hear what the message is. Praise the Lord. No one can replace him. Because his priesthood is even forever. His priesthood does not end. It is not a term priesthood. It's a priesthood after the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 7 says so. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And remember, all star messengers, they were given signs. And what is a sign? A signpost is to show you direction. Is to show the way. If you are going on a journey, what are you looking for your destination? You are looking for signposts that will show you the direction. That is what signs and wonders are for. And so when God calls you to show people a direction, he will give you sign and wonder. The sign and wonder is to make people look up to you so that you will show them the way to Jesus. The word. They don't come and stay on the signboard and then they are washing the signboard. They are cleaning the signboard. They are repainting the signboard. They are redesigning the signboard. You stay there, you have not gotten the ministry yet. Redesign the signpost. Redesign, repent, reprint. Quote and quote. Search for each letter. Rewrite the letter. Do everything. You have stayed long in this mountain enough. Enter message, believer. He said, move not one. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The star that the wise men saw. In Matthew chapter 2. Pointed them to where Jesus was. And that is what the star messenger for this age. That is his ministry. To point us back to where Christ is. And Christ is in his word. If you have any other book that is your absolute, you have not followed the star correctly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so he said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Why? Because I am the Alpha and Omega of your salvation. He is the beginning of your salvation. He is the ending of your salvation. He is the captain of our salvation. No one should make that claim other than him. I am the way. I am he. Hallelujah. He said, except you believe that I am he, you will perish. He said so. And he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And listen, church. And this is a mystery I have found out. A thought just occurred to me yesterday as I was meditating on what is happening. And maybe this may be correct. And the pastors here, you can think on what I am saying. Hallelujah. Listen, I am telling you, say these people don't know the Bible. This denomination, they don't know the Bible. They don't know scripture. They don't know revelation. But there is something they know. There is a little they know about Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. In their ignorance, the little they know about the Lordship of Jesus, they are promoting Jesus. They are promoting Jesus. They are promoting Jesus. And so, even with that little, because they are lifting up Jesus, hallelujah, Christ is drawing men to their ministries. We here, instead of lifting up Jesus in the entire message, we are lifting up William Branham. We are lifting up William Branham. We are lifting up William Branham. Therefore, you will remain little flock. You will remain little flock. That is the secret, church. God is no respecter of persons. You are idol worshippers, and God cannot back it up. That is a secret, brother. He redeemed. Do they talk about any other man other than Jesus? In Assemblies of God, do they talk about any other man other than Jesus? All of them, what they are telling you is Jesus, 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 Jesus. The little they know about him, they are lifting him up as the light of the world. And God is drawing men to come there. And that is why in this church, I am not lifting up William Branham. I am lifting up Jesus. That's why God will cause people to listen to me. Will cause people to listen to me. Oh yes. We have an assurance. Matthew 24 verse 24. Elect cannot be deceived. He said that spirit of deception will be so close that if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. But let me tell you, elect cannot be deceived. There is something about our makeup. We cannot be deceived. Hallelujah. Because we are like the Berean Christians. We are those that before we accept you, whatever you are saying, we have a filter. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He has told Apostle Paul, say, told Timothy, study, study, study to show thyself approved, approved unto God. We are to study, and the difference between us and them is that we are studying. Study what? Study the scriptures. When they are studying the scriptures, he spoke about the holy scriptures. Timothy, since you were a child, you have known the holy scriptures that is able to make thee wise unto what? Salvation. Salvation. And that's why the peculiarity of the bride in this age is that we are contenders of the faith. Jude, knowing this will happen, he said, earnestly, verse 3, contend, earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Because all these people will creep in. He said, they creep in unawares. They creep in unawares. And so Apostle Paul tells us, examine yourself. Examine yourself if you be in the faith. Which faith? The apostolic faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How do you examine yourself? Listen very well. Take down the scriptures. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Romans chapter 8 and verse 29 tells us that we are destined to conform to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let that guide you. So, in examining yourself, you have to look at it. I hope I am conforming to the image. So, number one, how does he look like? Apostle Paul is the apostle to the Gentiles. He's the apostle to the Gentiles. And so, he spoke to the Romans in Romans 8:29. And then he went to the Galatians. He spoke to the Galatians in Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. And he says, my little children, he says, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. That is the burden. Christ must be formed in you. That's to the Galatians. And to the Ephesians, in chapter 4, Ephesians, in verse 13, he spoke about the purpose of the fivefold ministry. Until we all come in the unity of the faith, Ephesians 4:13, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, conforming to his image. And he went to the Colossians also, the same message to the Romans, the same message to the Galatians, the same message to the Ephesians. And now to the Colossians chapter 1 verse 28. Speaking about Christ whom we preach, warning every man in all wisdom that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. He went to the Philippians in chapter 2 and verse 5. He said, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you. That is, the same mind of Christ is the same mind we are supposed to have. That is, he is our pattern. Pattern for what? Pattern for living in this sinful world. He was a man of like passion. He was tempted in all things as we do, yet without sin. The Bible says so. Do you know why he's referred to as the lily of the valley? And also the bright and morning star. Why is he referred as the lily of the valley? It's not the lily of the mountain, it's of the valley. The valley is where all junks gather. All dirty flow into the potopoto. Everything is there. But there is a flower that will grow out of that. And that potopoto will not touch him. And he looks beautiful. In the midst of potopoto, is the lily of the valley. And every one of us, yes, can a fish swim inside water and not drink it? If a fish is swimming into poisonous water, if you drink it, that fish will die. You will die if there is otopia there. Since you know, hallelujah, this world is full of evil, hallelujah, we will walk out our salvation with fear and tremble. We will be in this world, but not of this world. We will stand here and tell the world, look at me, I will not follow you. And there the beauty of holiness will be seen in you, even in the midst of this adulterous and wicked generation. There is somebody that will stand out aright. And that will only come if the mind of Christ is in you. Yes, how did he treat his enemies? That is how we are supposed to treat our enemies. He was so humble. We learn humility from him. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. No matter what anointing he had, he still referred to the Father. He still gave glory to the Father. Even though the fullness was in him, all authority is given to him, he was still pointing everybody to the Father. And you say you are a servant of that same Jesus, let this mind also be in you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He grew. We must also grow. We must also grow in stature, and we must grow in wisdom. He grew, so you cannot remain stagnant. Hallelujah. We are not to be conformed. Can we read it? Let me just read out this other scripture in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, we are supposed to be the lily of the valley. Hallelujah. He told us, and be not commandment to the Romans again. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove. Confirm. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? We are not to conform to this world, but we are to be conformed to the image of Christ. Apostle Paul to the Galatians chapter 2, chapter 6 and verse 2. He spoke about fulfilling the law of Christ. What does he mean? He said, bear you one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. Why does he say fulfill the law of Christ? Because Christ has become our standard for everything. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You want to ask, if it is Christ before this situation, how will he respond? He's the one you look up to. If Christ is tempted by a woman to sleep with her, how will he respond? If Christ was so hungry, and yet very anointed, servant of God, let food not make me compromise my faith. Because food did not, even in hunger, 40 days, no food, no water. And see him now. Your own, it's only your house rent that is overdue. Prophet. Evangelist, look left, look right, man go suffer, and that is how you make a shipwreck of your feet. Hey, praise the Lord. Do you think Satan will come and tempt you with sickness? Do you think Satan will come and tempt you with sickness, Joseph Alu, prophet? Do you think Satan will come and tempt you? He will tempt you in the area of your calling. If he can get you to compromise, that's all. But Christ is our pattern.
Foxes, with all the anointing he has. Foxes have holes. The birds have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Oh, will you follow me? Will you follow him? Prophet, will you follow him? Such a man.
You are following this Moses Alu. Up to now. Now rented house today. They follow now. You follow this house, man. You will die of hunger. Hunger will finish you. Yes, so here am I. Now maybe this so. Count the cost before you follow Jesus. Because now Jesus are they follow. Now here are they follow. My priority is to do the Father's way. Do the Father's way.
Christ.
The law of Christ. Fulfill the law of Christ. Therefore, it is important to know him. And to know him, hallelujah. Number one is to search the scriptures. Read what he said in John chapter 5, verse 22. Read it up to verse 47. Up to verse 47. Search the scripture. Search. For in them you think you have life. He said, for they are they that testify of me. So if you want to know him, go to the Bible prayerfully. Go to the Bible prayerfully. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He told, like he told Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, reading from verse 15 to verse 26, he says, search the scripture. I mean, it says, study and show thyself approved. Because, in another scripture, that's in 2 Timothy chapter 3, reading from verse 8 to verse 17, he emphasized those who have crept in and teaching contrary things to what the apostles taught. He named them, hallelujah, Jannes and Jambres. As Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so also these people withstand the truth. Hallelujah. That's what he called them. And remember, we are in an age, ministers of God. We are in an age, like prophesied in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 1 to 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 to 8. Where he says that the people will not endure sound doctrine, but they will heap to themselves teachers with what? Itching ears to hear what they want to hear. Do you imagine that? Hallelujah. No wonder Apostle Paul said somewhere in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where he said there must be heretics, so that those who are approved will be made manifest. We are here, we are watching very, very keenly. And please, you all know, and bear me record, I am not in a ministry of gathering the people to myself. My joy is to say something that anybody in a closet can hear and it can affect your soul. And so I am aware that we are all mixed multitude here. That there are people that are sitting here and don't understand anything we are doing. They understand nothing we are doing. And so, therefore, you don't even know who to follow to listen to. Brethren, hallelujah. If you understand what I am teaching you to have a relationship with Christ. And when you truly have that relationship with Christ, you won't be a follow person. Just because people see vision, you will, when they take up open shop, you go and sit down there. And so, my joy is fulfilled that there are people that can listen to us and their lives will be affected. So when you sit down in this atmosphere and you don't reflect in your life, in the way you relate with one another and in your understanding of the gospel, despite all the shouting and everything we do here, it simply let us know who you are. Either you are still a baby or there is nothing in you to change. And remember, one of these days, there will be no more gospel to preach. But every one of us will give account of ourselves. So finally, my admonishment to every one of us, you cannot be like a Jesus that you don't know. So even Apostle Paul had to pray this prayer in Philippians chapter 3. Let's read it. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7. Hallelujah. And every sincere person, let this be your prayer, because it is also my own prayer. One thing about God is that you cannot finish knowing Him. You cannot finish knowing Him. Chapter 3 and verse 7. Hallelujah. Okay, let me go back a little bit. From verse 6, you know, he was talking of his boastings. And then in verse 6, let's start reading from verse 6. Praise the Lord. He said, concerning zeal, when you talk about zeal in the Jewish faith, he says he was even persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, keeping the commandments. He said he was blameless. Then he's now saying, despite all that, but what things were gained to me, because he was a doctor of divinity. He said, I counted loss. For what? Are we together? Why did he lose all of them? For what? For Christ. Yea, doubtless. And I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Oh yeah, now, what have you lost for Christ's sake? Verse 9. He did this and be found. What he desired is to be found in him, Jesus, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Then hear his prayer, that I may know him. That should be your prayer. And the power of his resurrection. That is the problem with Christendom. We need to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection. What is it that accompanies this resurrection? What is it that made the grave to open? What is it that he did? This, what is the relevance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ to me? And the fellowship of his sufferings. Fellowship of his suffering, that is, like he suffer, I will also suffer. You don't only fellowship in blessings. You fellowship also in sufferings. Praise the Lord. I just prayed last time. I went, pray. Before I finished the prayer, my phone rang. I saw Allah. All right. Very good. You should also come. Praise the Lord. I was just sleeping one Wednesday. I just hear bulldozer came and broke down everything. Praise the Lord. It's fellowship. Because why were they doing it? They were doing it because of my stand with Christ. Hallelujah. If I was building a factory here, they would even give me more money to build. And being made conformable, we must be conformed unto his death. He by any means, that is his prayer, see a man that God used so mightily. See a man that raised the dead. His handkerchief healed the sick. His shadow healed the sick. Mighty miracle turned a whole city upside down. Mighty crusade here and there. Everything about him. In times of revelation, he has seen things that his mouth cannot explain. He had the depth of revelation that no other apostle had. And here is he in verse 11. He by any means, I might attend unto the resurrection of the dead. Hey. Imagine the type of life that person will live. So he's not carried away by an anointing around him. There is still something he's watching. Not as though I had already attained. Either we are already perfect. See Apostle Paul. But I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. What is the reason of my conversion? What is the reason of the anointing he has given me? What is the reason of my salvation? What is the reason he making me a pastor in this ministry? He is striving to attain the reason why God placed him where he is, so that he does not mess it up. Brethren, verse 13. I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press, every one of us. When you say press, it means there are obstacles. When you say press, it means there will be hindrances. There will be distractions. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, because there is a reward at the end. And so he's not looking at the glory that is on now. He's looking at the prize that is awaiting him if he will succeed and if he can pray and break through. Let us therefore, as many, be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you. Nevertheless, listen, whereto we have already attained, whatever level we have reached now, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. And the minding the same thing there is nothing but the law of Christ. Let's mind the same thing. And in verse 17, he admonishes, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. They mind earthly things, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body that is maybe fashioned, that it might be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Christ formed in you is our prayer. God bless you. Can we rise? Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in. That's our song. That's our prayer.
Oh, his wonderful passion and purity.
Oh, yes.
Oh, the Spirit divine.
Oh,
the Spirit divine. Oh, my nature refined till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
Let's sing this song, to be like Jesus. From Bethlehem's manger came forth a stranger, to be like Jesus. Hymn number 67. Can we all rise and sing it? That's our prayer. Let's sing it, everybody. Everybody.
From Bethlehem's manger came for the stranger. On and on, to be like him, my faithful Savior.
My faithful Savior.
How rich his favor.
How rich his favor.
On and
on,
to be like him.
To be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
On earth I long.
On earth I long.
To be like Him.
To be like Him.
All through life journey.
All through life journey.
From earth to glory.
From earth to glory.
My only earth.
Be like
it. Like
that's the character of Jesus.
Obedient,
Lord.
On earth
I long. To be like Him.
My grace forgiven.
My grace forgiven.
And ever.
And ever.
And only
on earth I long. To be, say it.
Oh, to be like Him.
Oh, to be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
On earth alone.
Oh, yes.
On earth alone. Oh, to be like Him. All through life journey.
All through life journey.
From earth to glory.
From earth to glory.
I only have.
Say it again, say it. To be like Jesus,
oh,
that's our prayer.
To be like Him.
To be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
On earth alone.
That's our desire. That's why we long to be. Don't be like your pastor. Don't be like William Graham. Be like Jesus. Don't be like your bishop. Don't be like any man. Any man, be like Jesus.
Oh, to be.
Say it again, say it again.
Oh, to be like Him.
To be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
On and alone, on and alone. To be like Him. To be like Him. All through life's journey. From earth to glory. My holy
earth. To be like Jesus.
To be like,
let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way Thou hast gone.
To the land of hope.
Oh yes.
Give it here, everywhere, to the Father alone.
Oh,
in my way, every day.
Say it. It's our prayer. Be my way every day with love
as I walk
with the heavenly door.
Let me go.
Oh, let me go. Otherwise, with a song and a smile. Be my way. Say it again.
Every day.
Say, be my way, be
Lord,
my way.
Be my
with
way.
Love, with love.
Way.
Every day. With love.
As I walk.
With
a
heavenly
door. Let me go.
Oh, let me go. All the while. With a song.
And
a smile. Be my way.
Every day.
Hallelujah.